Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go.
You're listening to the Holistic Life Podcast, presented by Say What Radio.
Welcome to another episode of the Holistic Life Podcast. I'm Jenny, one of your hosts.
Just had to prove me wrong, huh? That's fine. I'm Jay.
And he said that we'd have another weird intro, and I went for not weird.
Now that you said it, it's totally weird.
Oh my God. Fuck. Okay, so we are in the unfuckwithable season, which I'm unfuckwithable. You can't fuck with me.
And there she is.
And today we are talking about, actually Jay's going to do most of the talking. He doesn't know it yet because this is more his area of expertise, one of them. He has many, which actually, hold on. I'm going to put a quick pause in this. I'm going to throw this out there. So Jay is available for tech consults.
Whoa.
Paid tech consults.
Whoa.
He's only going to take a handful. And you're going to pay for a consult if you need help trying to figure out which gear to get, what kind of setup to do, how to like get the things to do the thing that you want that has to do with tech. So if you're trying to like buy a GoPro or you're trying to get the best setup, Jay is available for those. I'm just going to throw that out there because literally if someone wants help with that, it's something that you can help with. That's one of your many areas of expertise. It's not our business model, but Jay's really good at it.
I could help with some of that.
So a handful of those, if that's something, reach out to us. But another area of expertise that Jay has is music. And today's episode title is Space Between the Notes. And Jay taught me this concept, I think a couple years ago. I don't know. Was it when we were in Troy's house and we were watching that music thing?
Brent's house.
Brent? Someone's house. Brent's house? And we were watching the music thing?
It was definitely Brent's house.
Okay. Is that when it was, when we talked about the space between the notes?
I don't think so.
When did we talk about it?
I don't remember, but it definitely wasn't that situation.
Okay. So anyways, let's just say I don't know jack about music. I just like the beat. And if the beat ain't dropping in the first 30 seconds, I'm out. Occasionally you'll find me with a slower beat.
Occasionally.
I like.
Once every three blue moons.
Yes. Beers or... Blue moons.
No, not beers, because you don't do blue moon. You do mango cart.
True. But I didn't know if you were throwing in a beer reference. Okay. So anyways, so my knowledge of music is about limited to the fact that I sung My Neck, My Back when I was 17 in my car with the windows down, blasted. And I wondered why truck drivers looked at me weird. That's the extent of my music knowledge. And Jay taught me the power of the space between the notes.
Oh, that visual.
Oh, dude. Seriously, when I look back, I had no idea. Like, I remember singing that song, and I remember this truck driver, like, honking and looking down at me and, you know, whatever, being like, you know, or whatever. And I was like, ew, gross. And now I know why, looking back. I mean,
it all makes sense, huh?
A cute 17-year-old with the windows down singing My Neck, My Back. And I had no idea what I was singing. I just sang the words.
That's one of the most. What do you mean you don't know what you were singing?
Look, I knew the words. It was popular. I sang it. I didn't think about the meaning behind the words. I wasn't paying attention to how disgusting they were.
There was no hidden meaning.
How provocative they were.
There was no hidden meaning in that song.
But I wasn't thinking.
That shit was blank, blank.
I wasn't thinking about the actual like application. I just thought the song was cool because it was popular.
Oh, shit.
So as I sang that, and I have a whole fucking treasure trove of songs like that that I know that I sang that I knew all the words to. And I took pride in knowing all those words. But I did not sing them actually knowing what the fuck I was singing. Okay? I sung them because I knew the words and the beat was cool. So now you know about Jenny's history with music, and that's why Jay is going to explain.
Oh, man.
This concept of space between the notes, both musically and then how it applies into your life, or both together all at once.
Yeah. you just had a visual of yourself singing the song.
It's so bad. So bad. I'm sorry. I got one more thing to say. So also too, I'm sorry. I know you're enjoying these stories of my childhood and possibly into adulthood. So I was dating this guy and we were on like date 4 or 5 and I was so excited to share with him like the songs that I knew all the words to. One of them is Akinelli, Put It In Your Mouth. And, you know, whatever else, but that one's pretty bad.
Another very clearly written song that you probably didn't know the meaning of.
I obviously know what the words mean, but when I sang it, I was just excited that I knew all the words to it, right? So I'm like, dude, check out all these songs that I grew up listening to that I know all the words to. So I start playing them and he's like,
oh shit, I gotta go wash my hair.
He was like, what the fuck is this? And I was like, what? These are the songs I grew up with. I like them. Yeah. Yeah. I totally see how I was sending a mixed message. So, Jay, your turn. Thank God I didn't let you know all those songs till about month 3.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh.
All right. So.
What a way to open a podcast.
Oh, my God. All right. Trying to collect myself earlier. So the space in between the notes, it's like anything. Just think about talking, for example. If you were just talking and you kept on talking and you're just talking about stuff and you just kept on going, just talking about stuff like what happened this day and this morning and we had breakfast and then lunch and dinner and then all this stuff and you didn't pause, and you didn't take a break. But in that same instance, if you were to tell the same story, we're in the Villages for 2 weeks. Very, very interesting place. We actually had breakfast with a friend this morning from St. Pete, and we caught up over drinks, mostly water. He had orange juice. Breakfast was good. It's different. There's time to take it all in, if you will. And the whole point of the space is to take a break, to look around, to embrace everything that is. And talking about the actual concept, if you know, if you listen, or even if you don't, make it as simple as possible. The music that you listen to is composed, combined of many different instruments. You have your melody, your harmony, your percussion, right? So imagine your favorite song, right? Beats, keys, guitars, whatever your favorite song is. Just imagine whoever did that song, it's probably programmed behind a computer now, but you know, a group of musicians, every person who played that particular instrument in the room, and just playing whatever they wanted at the same time. It would sound crazy. It would sound somewhat like chaotic. And this is how our lives are sometimes. Because we're trying to do all these things and we're trying to do them together. And we're wondering why it looks like a train wreck. But like the composer comes in and he's like, hey, drummer, you're going to play this. And not to get in the weeds about it, but you know, there's different type of notes that have different counts. You have your quarter notes. Well, basically a rhythm is like 1, 2, 3, 4. You have your quarter notes, your eighth notes, your 16th notes, your whole notes, your half notes. So a whole note is going to be like the entire four count. So you're holding that. So with this concept, you put different notes in different places, right? So it's not like you're just playing a whole note for the entire song. If you could do that, you don't fucking breathe. But the drummer's playing a certain rhythm, certain pattern. Then your guitarist is playing a certain set of notes. And then your piano player's playing a certain set of notes. But all three of these people are playing different notes at different times. But yet it's composed in a way that everything works together. And the space between all these notes and all these rhythms is what truly makes the music. So let's take just one musician, just playing one thing. And he's spacing the notes, he's spreading it out, it sounds awesome. And then you put him with someone else who's still playing like his set of notes, his rhythm, but he's matching, not necessarily matching, but you know, he's playing with the other one. So it's a harmony now. It's not the same thing, it's a harmony. These things are harmonizing, they're working together. And this is the whole concept of this thing. It's like what you're doing. You get so caught up in like, go, 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 go. I got to do ads. I got to be on social. I got to try to sell to a cold market. I got to do funnels. I got to do this stuff. I got to do all this stuff without sitting back and really looking how all these things could possibly work together to create a harmonious masterpiece. So then, like, you're doing all these things, you get burnt out, you've spent a shit ton of money, and you're looking at this train wreck wondering what happened.
And because you took action, you probably did have some level of results, but it's not, it feels off.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or you feel like, especially with that burnout, like something or multiple things in your life are off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the train wreck.
That's definitely the train wreck.
Yeah.
But it's like finding that time to breathe in between, I don't want to say the chaos, but between everything. You know, we look at situations and we're like, oh, this isn't going the way I feel it should go. So we jump in real quick, but talk about your situation yesterday.
So basically, if you don't know already, we're nomading around the States. We sold everything and we're here. We usually just like to stay a couple of weeks. And I was looking ahead to determine where to go next. And I had an idea of where I wanted to go and where we wanted to go. And I had this idea. I had this plan. And I was having a tough time finding places to fit the plan because the plan, I felt like, needed certain things. And the more I got attached to the things that I felt like we needed and the places we needed to go, like I kept looking and I kept not seeing availability in the next spots and it was stressing me out. And then I started jumping ahead because I spent a couple hours on Airbnb looking for spots the night before. I spent a couple hours the morning and then I even jumped ahead and I was already in July and August thinking, oh my God, and what if we can't find a place that is perfect, that has the great thing over 4th of July? And what if we can't get here? And what if it costs more? And what if we don't have a washer dryer? And what if they don't allow a dog? Like I had all the things that were building up.
All the musicians in the room just playing whatever the hell yes. they wanted at once.
Oh, it was so exhausting. And it got to the point where I was ready to eat snacks. And if you're new to us, snacks means sweets, snacks, candy. I was ready to go. Potentially, had I kept going down this path, I would have been ready for a 3-day binge. And I was just exhausted. And I called a friend. I'm like, oh my God, it's not working out. What should I do? And blah, blah, blah. And she was like, whoa, God damn. Yo, this is so negative. Like you are in a negative spot. It's like oozing off, like, get away. Like, stop. Take a breath. You need to go to the pool. You need to go ride your bike. You need to go drive the golf cart around. Like, you need to go do something. You need to stop. She's like, how long have you been spending on this? I was like, 2 or 3 hours today, 2 or 3 hours yesterday. She was like, yeah, that's too much. Stop. It's like you're continuing to press through. And then here we are today. So what happened is once we kind of like passed through all that, you know, I was like, oh, maybe we can go up here. Maybe we can go up there. And we started making some calls. And then today I booked our two places back to back. And then I didn't even necessarily want this, but it worked out perfectly. We have the next month booked out, basically. And it's perfect. It takes us through July 4th. We get to go hang out with some friends. We're going to go somewhere in Alabama. We're going to, like, it's all going to work out and it's going to be amazing and perfect. Mm-hmm. But then I started thinking, well, what's after that? And I'm like, dude, that's already a month in advance. Like, I do not need to look that far in advance. I don't even need to have. What I can do, though, is I can allow the space between the notes and I can allow this all to settle down and just enjoy the moment and be in the moment. But I can also start asking people, mm-hmm. right? I could be like, oh, we're going to be, you know, west of Nashville and we're making our way to the Dakotas. Where should we go?
Right.
And that's what's going to bring the ideas in that space between the notes.
And that's what I was telling you yesterday.
Yeah.
You don't have to control everything. When you let go of control is when you really start to be in control. So ask yourselves, like, where in your life are you just letting the musicians play whatever the fuck they want when they want? And ask yourself, if this was the masterpiece, the soundtrack of my life, would I want to sit and listen to this song? And stop, understand, sit back, look at the important things, and realize how they work together and understand that you don't have to control it because things are working for you. Things are working for you. The more you believe that, understand it, and actually let it work is when you'll start seeing the magic.
Well, it's interesting too, because when you are looking to force the flow or you're looking to have that control, Monique said this perfectly. She was like, it's almost as if, like, if you go too far down that path, it opens up all these other doors. Opens up all these other doors, right? Now it opens the door into wanting to eat bad. Now it's opening the door to not wanting to work out. And then the door opens into not wanting to do the things like the meditations or go outside. And now you just want to stay in the house, which then fuels that cycle.
Right.
Which then creates much more of that musicians, like you were saying, them all playing that instruments. When really what you prefer and what feels so much better is allowing the space between the notes. Why do you think it is that sometimes we go to that chaos or we feel like we need that like control or that chaotic thing in our life when it just feels so much better to CTFO?
That is another podcast for another time. But conditioning and social constraints. Guys, thank you for tuning in. If you want to follow our nomadic journey, because we have posts, we have an IGTV series on Instagram called Holistic Living, which is basically documenting the majority of it. I'm not going to say all of it, the majority, a lot of it. We've been lax the last couple of days. Videos, we have reels. A lot of it is really, really cool, really, really fun, really, really interesting. So definitely the number 2_JHolla at Instagram. You don't have to worry about anything else because Instagram is where we're popping right now. It's really popping on Instagram. So holla at us on Instagram. If you want to check out our newsletter, 2jhola.com/Ohana. That's OHANA. And if you're looking for something, if you're listening and we resonate and you're like, oh my God, I am so ready to level up and take myself, not only your life and your business and your health and your wellness, but take you to the next level. Reach out to us, DM us.
Take you to the next level with your mindset, with nutrition, with fitness, wellness.
Like I said, you and the whole.
It's the whole you, but yeah. I want to give like specific things. Cause you know, as you said that, I just got this vision of being like, you know, telling somebody, look, you want to change your nutrition? We can help you do that. And we're going to help you change your nutrition habits. Come on in. But guess what? That's what you're going to come for. But all of these talks and all this podcast, like, you're going to get all of this and so much more. So come to us for the simple thing that your brain can wrap its head around, which is nutrition help, wellness help, fitness help. But know that, like you said, it's so much more. All right, guys. See you on the next episode.
Peace.
You can subscribe to the Holistic Life podcast from your favorite streaming platform. And don't forget to check out 2jholla.com to stay in the know as an official 2JH insider. Mahalo for tuning in. And until next time, that's our show.